Exchanges are fraught with danger. Okay, that's why it's so important to check out and do some behind the scenes. Binance, this is one of the top crypto trading platforms in the world. You can get wrecked so easily. And I heard a stat the other day, which was that some exchanges that offer up to 100x leverage, 99.9% of people that use 100x leverage fail. Certain platforms do require KYC, and some don't require KYC. So something else to consider. I'm gonna go through a range of exchanges that you can consider when you wanna buy your crypto or Bitcoin. And at the very end, I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Crypto Collective. After making millions with Amazon and e-commerce, I realized that if I was starting again today, crypto would be my first choice. I'm here to help you take your first steps and build real wealth. Ready to set yourself up for life? Let's go. Hey guys, welcome to Crypto Collective. My name is Matthew Fraser. And in today's episode, we're going to cover which exchange you should buy your Bitcoin and crypto in. And this is probably the biggest question that comes up in the very beginning, because although people talk about, hey, let's just go buy some Bitcoin, your first hurdle is going to be, oh, where do I buy Bitcoin from? Which of these exchanges is good? What about the fees? Do they even allow transfers of cash into these exchanges? Am I going to get scammed? Is probably a number one concern of most people. So let's break this down. I'm going to go through a range of exchanges that you can consider when you want to buy your crypto or Bitcoin. And at the very end, I'm going to tell you the exact exchange that I personally use, and you might consider using that too. And by the way, this exact topic was a question that was posed to me because they wanted to know which exchange should be used. So thank you so much for your questions. And if you've got any more questions that you want to add or topics that you want me to cover, please put them in the comments under this video. Okay, guys, so before we dive into each exchange and the pros and cons and what they do, let's cover some things. First of all, fees. Now, fees vary across the different exchanges. Now, they can range from 0.6% to over 1%, and it will be based on the amount of money you're spending. So if you're spending $1,000 and it's going to be 1%, then it's going to be a $10 fee. Okay, guys, we're going to jump in to all of the exchanges in just a moment. Before we do that, here are the things that we need to consider when we're looking at the various exchanges. First of all, it's going to be the most important one probably, which is the fees. Now, fees can range across all the different exchanges, and that's something that we're going to highlight in just a moment. The other thing to consider is the platform decentralized or centralized? Now, what does that mean? Well, think about it from Bitcoin, for example. Bitcoin is decentralized as opposed to a bank, for example, is centralized, which means that it has someone at the very top of maybe perhaps a board of directors and a chairman and a CEO, and they're controlling the platform, okay? Decentralized means there's no particular person or entity that's controlling the platform, okay? Something to think about. The other thing would be, is the platform or the exchange KYC or non-KYC? Now, what does KYC mean? KYC is this new in recent years that's been brought about by a lot of governments, a lot of controlling entities around the world, which stands for Know Your Customer. It's something that I personally hate. I prefer the idea of not disclosing all of my personal information to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that wants to know about it. And of course, sometimes I even push back. Sometimes I'll say, hey, we need to send through your ID so we need to know who you are. Why do you need to know that for? I just want to buy the Bitcoin or whatever it is. Hey, you don't need to know who I am. So it's a method that governments have imposed on exchanges though, okay? So it's not the exchange's fault, because certain exchanges will operate under a certain country's regulation. And in order to operate in that country, they have to abide by the regulations imposed by the government. So sometimes we can get a little bit antsy about, hey, they want my ID and they want to know where this, particularly the other issue too is where has the money come from, which comes under this anti-money laundering, which is AML, which, you know, which is kind of funny because little old me sitting in Tweed Heads, not an arms dealer, not a big part of the cartel, right? But they want to know where your $100,000 came from, right? They should be focusing on sort of the bigger players where they're siphoning money through all sorts of ways. So anyway, certain platforms do require KYC and some don't require KYC. So something else to consider. Now, the next thing is trading methods. So different platforms and exchanges will offer different services as to what they can provide as far as spot trading, using margin and futures trading. Some will allow you to use a lot of leverage. Some will allow you to use less leverage. So that's when you're betting within the markets, whether the price is going up or down. The other thing too is sign up bonuses. Now, I know this might sound, for me, it sounds a bit funny because I don't really worry about sign up bonuses. However, if you are brand new to this space, and this of course is put together for beginners, some platforms will offer something like $20 bonus. Now that $20 could be used as Bitcoin, and then you can actually test the platform without using your own money, which is very enticing for a lot of people, particularly when they're new. So you can sign up, use the $20 bonus that you're given now in your account, and then start trading it, you know, moving it from different wallets. Maybe you buy and sell some Bitcoin so you can understand how the platform is used, right? Before putting any of your own money down. So in that sense, it's a really good offer to get started. One of the biggest issues that you should be thinking about, apart from sign up bonuses and apart from whether you can do spot or margin trading or KYC, the biggest thing is security. Okay. Now it's very difficult for us as laymen to know whether a particular exchange has good security or not. But I think it's important to look at reviews on different exchanges to find out, has the exchange been hacked before? Have they lost people's Bitcoin or have they lost people's money before? If it is a centralized exchange, meaning there's someone in there who's controlling it, I would be looking at maybe the background of that person or the team. I would also be thinking about some of the things on their website. They might actually disclose the type of security measures they have in place. Different countries will have certain protocols which they must abide by in order to be qualified to even offer this kind of service. So I think that is also really important, because let me just remind people, exchanges are fraught with danger. Okay, that's why it's so important to check out and do some behind the scenes. Now, that said, it can be difficult, because if I just take you back only a few short years ago, and I just want to expand on this because I think it's so important, that is that there was a company called FTX. Okay, FTX was controlled by, it was centralized by a guy called Sam Bankman-Fried. Now, he recently just got convicted of a whole range of criminal activity, fraud, and probably embezzlement and all sorts of things, stealing people's money. From the outset, looking at that exchange, it seemed like a really good exchange because it was sponsoring like stadiums. You may remember the Formula One team Mercedes. They actually had FTX on their jerseys, right? On the car, on the racing suits. So you would just think, oh, they're advertising everywhere. They also had celebrities who were endorsing the company. Mind you, they were being paid to endorse the company. And so you would just think, well, they must be a good exchange. And it turned out it wasn't. And they lost billions and billions and billions of dollars of people's money. And so therefore, that's why this part of this conversation is so important for you to check out. So I'm going to go into more detail at the very, very end of how you can also mitigate that risk. Now, the other thing to think about is the customer service. Now, customer service is very, very important, as because if you have any issues with your money or your crypto, the Bitcoin on a particular exchange, who can you call, who can you email or message to get an answer? The exchange that I use, which I'm going to reveal at the very end, is very, very good on customer service, and I get responses back within minutes about any issues that I have. Now, before we dive in, it's important to know that different countries have different regulatory frameworks. What's interesting is most of the people that even watch this video, I've looked at the analytics, most people are actually from a USA, which is fantastic. Even though this is probably geared to more so for people from Australia, because I'm based in Australia and my experience is from Australia working with these different exchanges and banks. Okay, how do I get money from my bank account into the exchange? But just know that different exchanges work under different government regulatory frameworks. And for example, Coinbase, you know, Coinbase operates out of the UK, and I've got a friend in the UK. Now, Coinbase doesn't offer certain types of cryptos that I can get in Australia, because for whatever reason, the UK government has determined that that particular crypto doesn't qualify to be offered for sale in that territory. So that is another thing to consider. Can you get the cryptos that you want from the exchange that you're about to do business with? What you'll find generally is the top lot of market cap cryptos. So if you go to somewhere like CoinMarketCap or CoinGecko, you can do a search there and it'll list all the different cryptos from the top market cap, which would be Bitcoin, all the way to the bottom, right? And there's about 20 odd thousand different cryptos out there. As you get further down the line, you reduce the market cap, so there's not much money in them, but they are less likely to be on some of the major crypto exchanges. Where you could find them is some decentralized, left field, probably hard to find exchange. But of course, by investing in those cryptos, it also comes with more risk. So that is definitely something to consider when you're shelling out your money to these types of exchanges. Now, if you want to get around, perhaps you're in the UK and you want to buy certain types of cryptos on the bigger exchanges, but they're not being offered. One thing you may be able to use to get around it is by using a VPN. Now, VPN disguises your IP. So the system doesn't know exactly where you're coming from. You know, some people use VPNs for like streaming movies and what have you. You know, a movie might be available in the US, but not available in Australia. So people use a VPN to disguise where they're from. And then all of a sudden, you can have access to these types of things. Same type of method when thinking about buying crypto as well. One thing to note too is when you jump into these exchanges, make sure you understand what currency they're basing their cryptos on. So if you're in Australia, you might jump into an exchange and it's actually listed in USD, which is probably the most common type of currency that it's listed in. And don't think therefore like I'm getting like a cheap deal. I had a guy recently message me and he's like, Matt, I've just done a check and it's only $1,700 for Bitcoin. I said, no, you need to do some further research. And it turned out it was just being listed in a different type of crypto. So not even a fiat currency. So it warped his whole sense of the price he was about to pay. So just be careful in that. Usually you'll find like somewhere in the top right-hand corner, there'll be like a toggle box, you know, AUD, USD or pounds or something like that. So make sure you get that right so you know what you're spending. Now, once you've established that you like a particular type of exchange, the thing is, how do you get your money from your bank into the exchange? And this by far is probably the next biggest issue, because now you've sort of understand, you know, the security and the customer service, but now we're talking about actually moving money from one place to another. I hate to say this, but in Australia, most banks are so far behind. They're still scratching their head about what even Bitcoin is, okay? In my online community, which is actually free. You can actually jump in there right now, find the link there, come and join. I've actually got a list of the banks and which bank is the best to use when it comes to transferring money. So for example, the Commonwealth Bank is probably the least best to use because they will only allow you to move up to $10,000 a month. Now, you're gonna say, Matthew, I'm not even thinking about moving like $100 a month, let alone $10,000 a month. But let's just say though that you wanna set up a self-managed super fund and you now need to move like a lot of cash, more than $10,000 at a time, into an exchange. You don't want to be capped at $10,000 every single month. Because what if the price is moving up really quickly? By the time you sort of come back to buying more Bitcoin the following month, the price could have moved up by another 20%, right? So you want to be able to move the money in a very timely fashion, and Commonwealth Bank is not going to be the one to help you there. The other thing they can do is also hold your funds for a period of time. So you're thinking, hey, I'm going to transfer these funds from CommBank to exchange in Australia, for example. And they could just put like a hold on it, right? So you're ready to buy your Bitcoin. I'm going to buy it today. The price is fantastic. I'm committed. And then boom, you now have to wait. The other thing too is when you first start sending money from a bank to a exchange, 9 times out of 10, and I'll probably almost say 10 times out of 10 actually, they will put a block on that transfer. You'll get an email. It'll say, hey, you need to call the bank, because they're doing it under the guise of scams. Now, I admit there's a lot of scams that go on in crypto, and you really have to be careful. And I've actually got a whole tutorial within my community about what the scams are, what to look for, and how to protect your funds. So it really is of benefit you jump in there and do that, because protecting your funds is the most important thing. you're trying to get your funds now into the exchange, the banks will just put up a lot of brick walls, okay? And you're going to have to call them, you're going to have to beg them to release the funds and all these types of things. I, however, have a really good relationship with my own bank. I use ANZ. Now, ANZ was probably, from my experience, the best one to use, but that's not to say other banks don't allow you to transfer. Now, admittedly, even when I was first started sending my money from the bank to the exchange, they still put a block on it, okay? But I had a very good conversation with them, probably had to do it two or three times, and now if I can move 50, 100,000, whatever amount of money I need, and it usually gets there within a few minutes, okay? So definitely something that you need to think about before you start just pressing buttons and trying to send money over to an exchange. But from the outset, make sure you start with a very small amount, like send over $50 into the exchange first, test the system, jump through the hoops, and then hopefully if you've got a good bank, they'll release the funds and you can proceed as you wish into the future. Now that said, banks are probably going to be more likely to release your funds if you are using one of the more well-known exchanges, which is some of the exchanges that I'm going to cover today, as opposed to the ones I mentioned before. When you get a bit murkier, you go down the line of some of these lower market cap coins where you have to perhaps use a decentralized exchange where no one's controlling that exchange. It's probably going to be much more difficult to move your funds into there. So the way around that would be that you would have to still set up a commonly known exchange, move your funds into there, buy some Bitcoin, for example, and then move that Bitcoin into the lesser known or decentralized exchange. So it might require a few extra steps. I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Crypto Collective. After making millions with Amazon and e-commerce, I realized that if I was starting again today, crypto would be my first choice. I'm here to help you take your first steps and build real wealth. Ready to set yourself up for life? Let's go. I talk about a few different exchanges here, the sort of more widely known exchanges. Now, just like I mentioned before, only a few short years ago, we could have talked about FTX as a well-known exchange. And that FTX exchange turned out to be a big load of corruption happening in there. Okay, guys, now before I go into all these exchanges, I just want to make really clear, this is not an endorsement of any particular exchange. Some of these exchanges could end up becoming the future FTX, where they completely collapse and steal everyone's money. So make sure you do your own research, and I'll now let you know how to de-risk your exposure. And that would be, don't have all of your eggs in one basket. Don't put all of your money or your Bitcoin into one exchange, okay? You might wanna spread it out, because if one turns out to be a future FTX and it collapses, it's gonna take all of your Bitcoin with them, okay? The other thing, and this is the top thing that I do, is I don't even keep any of my Bitcoin on an exchange. I keep my Bitcoin in cold wallet storage, right? That is the ultimate security and the only way you can de-risk with having your funds in an exchange, right? This is the only way. So you're gonna say to me, Matt, well, how do I then get the Bitcoin, right? Well, you have to buy it through the exchange first. That's one way of doing it. But as soon as you've bought it, you move it off the exchange. Okay, you transfer it out and don't hold it on the exchange. So you have to use the exchange for the purchase, but don't hold it in there for anything longer than a day. Okay guys, let's jump into it. What is the first exchange? Now this is gonna be great for people who are living in Australia, because CoinSpot, which is the exchange name, is based in Australia and they operate under the regulatory framework of the Australian government. So their fees, they have instant buy and sell, which incurs a 1% fee, and market orders have a 0.1% fee. Their trading methods include, they offer spot trading, but in this particular case, no leveraged trading available. This is really perfect for beginners, and I strongly recommend, and I've said this many, many times, do not use leverage, okay? That means you're using the platform's money to make bets about the market going up or down, okay? You can get wrecked so easily. And I heard a stat the other day, which was that some exchanges that offer up to 100x leverage, 99.9% of people that use 100x leverage fail, okay? So there's the track record for you. So if I just talk about Bitcoin specifically, the trade with Bitcoin is to not trade Bitcoin. What do I mean by that? Is I mean, don't try and time the market up and down, right? Sell at the top, buy at the bottom. The trade with Bitcoin is buy and hold, okay? And hold for at least 4 years. Personally, I'm holding Bitcoin for as long, probably my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren and my great-great-grandchildren will hold the Bitcoin, okay? I'm not planning on selling any Bitcoin. CoinSpot is also a centralized exchange, meaning they have a team of people that operate that platform. Good in the sense that if you do have any issues, you can contact CoinSpot and speak to someone as opposed to a decentralized exchange. Now, because they operate under the Australian government regulations, KYC verification is required by all users. And they're most likely going to require you to provide evidence of where you got your money, okay? So if you're a small business, they'll ask you to produce some bank statements showing your small business account, which then proves that you've got money coming into the account and that was the funds you used. But let's just say you sold a house, right? You had an investment property, you sold the investment property, you had $200,000 in cash. They would require you to perhaps show you the deposit of that $200,000 from the solicitor or the real estate agent, proving that the money came from the real estate sale. Now, security measures for CoinSpot features, now they include things like 2FA, which is two-factor authentication, which is excellent, under the ISO 27001 certification, and majority of it is cold storage for assets. So therefore, if you're keeping your funds on the exchange of CoinSpot, they then keep their Bitcoin and other cryptos in cold wallet storage. But guys, now that I've said that, I have no idea what ISO 27001 certification means, but go to Google and check it out. But it'll be something to do with their security measures meet a regulatory requirement. As I mentioned before, because they've got a base in Australia, their support is available through email and their help desk during Australian business hours. Now, guys, before I move on to the next exchange, I just want to make note that I have personally used CoinSpot. I haven't had any issues with them and I find them to be very good. Okay, guys, the next one, Binance. This is one of the top crypto trading platforms in the world. So the fees for Binance, they have spot trading fees and they start at 0.1%. And they have discounts though for people who have the BNB token, which is Binance's own crypto token. Trading methods on Binance include offers of spot, margin and future trading with leverage up to, I mentioned before, 100x, they offer 125x. And I'm going to be like, don't do it unless you are absolutely in the 0.1% of people who are experienced with using leverage. They are a centralized exchange with decentralized features like Binance DEX. So that is a decentralized platform that you may want to use, which is a spin-off of Binance called Binance DEX. So Binance does have basic accounts that have limited access without KYC, but full access requires KYC verification. Now, what does that mean, limited access? It means that you can deposit pretty much smaller amounts of money without having to disclose your information. But if you're going to want to put in hundreds of thousands, millions, for example, they're going to make you jump through all the hoops with KYC. Binance do have sign-up bonuses. Now, their offers vary across their different promotions, but they include things like referral bonuses and trading fee discounts. So Binance has a really interesting security measure, which is they utilize an internal thing called SAFU, Fund Asset Protection. Now, essentially what that means is their own internal insurance policy in case something goes wrong, okay? So they'll insure you up to a certain amount. This is something that you want to dig deeper into to find out if you qualify for this type of protection. The other thing they have is two-factor authentication, which is what most people have now, and they have also advanced encryption tools. And lastly, they have a 24/7 customer service support via live chat and an extensive help center, which you can find on their website. All right, Bybit, another monster exchange. Bybit fees, they have a spot trading fee of 0.1%. The trading methods, they offer things like spot and derivatives trading with leverage up to 100x. So Bybit is a centralized exchange, right? Now they do have KYC and non-KYC, but just like some of the others, the non-KYC accounts have limitations on the funds you can move in and out. Like many of the other exchanges, they have a sign-up bonus. Now, this is provided for people who are brand new to the platform. They do things like welcome bonus and rewards hub. Bybit's security includes things like cold wallet storage, multi-signature withdrawals, and 2FA. Now, Bybit's customer service is 24/7. They're multilingual, which could be quite interesting, especially if you don't speak English, which you're probably not watching this maybe. And they've got a support center, which is via live chat and also email. Okay, let's get on to the next one. It's called Coinbase. Now, Coinbase is another monster exchange. Now, Coinbase's fees vary from region to region and, of course, transaction type. But generally speaking, they're between 0.5% to 4.5%. So make sure at that higher rate you know what you're getting. The trading methods include they offer spot trading, but no leverage trading available. Coinbase is a centralized exchange, but note this, every person must be KYC'd into their platform, right? They do not have a non-KYC option. They have great sign-up bonuses that they put on occasionally for new users, and they have educational rewards as well. Their security features include 2FA, and they too have an insurance coverage for digital assets, and they store their assets in cold storage. Their customer support is available via email, phone, and help center resources. Okay, guys, let's get on to the next one. This one is not as big as, say, Binance or CoinSpot, and it's called Kraken. They have spot trading fees, and they range from 0% to 0.26%, okay, based on trading volume. So very, very low fees. Their trading methods include spot trading. They offer margin up to 5x, and futures trading with leverage up to 50x. They are a centralized exchange. KYC is required for fiat transactions, so your general currency, and crypto-only accounts have lower verification requirements. Kraken also has the occasional promotion when looking at sign-up bonuses, so keep a lookout for those. Kraken employ the standard types of security measures like 2FA, but they also have global settings lock, which is interesting, where they can actually put a lock on your funds, which you might allocate to have in case of something like a hacking or a scam. And they have the majority of their assets stored in cold wallet storage. Their customer service is available 24/7 via live chat, and they have a comprehensive help center resource. All right, the next one is OKX, which is also featured right now on the McLaren F1 racing team. OKX has spot trading fees that start at 0.08% all the way through to 0.1%. Their trading methods are the standard ones. They offer obviously spot, margin, and derivatives trading with leverage up to 125x. OKX is a centralized exchange, but they do have decentralized wallet options. Now, OKX has basic features that are accessible without KYC, but of course, just like most of these types of exchanges, they're gonna require KYC for higher withdrawal limits. These guys offer welcome rewards and referral bonuses, so definitely something you might wanna check out. For security, they utilize cold and hot wallet separation. They have the standard 2FA, and they also use anti-phishing measures. They also have 24/7 support via live chat and a comprehensive help resource center. Okay, guys, so I've now given you a range of different exchanges, mostly the most common exchanges that'll be available with some of the differences between. And I said to you, I was gonna leave the very last exchange as to one that I currently use mostly now, which is a company that's based in Australia. It's called SwiftX. Now, SwiftX is something that I've been using now for a number of years. The reason why I personally like SwiftX is, one, they have a cheaper rate than, say, CoinSpot with only a 0.6% per transaction. They're also based in Australia. In fact, they're based up in Brisbane, which is my old stomping ground. And you can speak to the guys there via phone. If I ever have any issues, I literally pick up the phone and I can talk to someone who's there. Not just that, they also have the standard online support through chat, and the guys there get back to you very, very quickly. And I think being that it's local, it's just something that I like to support as well. So these guys, as I said before, offer a 0.6% transaction fee, which I love. So these guys offer primarily spot trading, but they do not offer leverage trading, which is totally fine for me because, as I said before, I don't even use leverage trading. And as a beginner, again, I recommend you do not use that. They are a centralized exchange. So obviously, if the guys are based up in Brisbane, there's someone who's the CEO and they've got a whole team there who's looking after things for you. So it does have those pros with that. But of course, with that comes KYC. And I've jumped through all the hoops myself because they're based in Australia. They have to operate under the Australian regulatory framework. So you will have to provide your ID and you will have to provide information about where you even got your money from when it goes into the exchange. So now I get to the most exciting part, of course, which is the SwiftDex bonus. Now I will say they do offer a $20 Bitcoin bonus upon verification with a minimum deposit of only $100. Now what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna leave a link in the description and you can use that link to get your bonus, okay, $20. Now, as I said before, you can start using that bonus to test the platform, experiment with it, see if you like it. And it's just something great that's been offered by the guys there in SwiftDex up in Brisbane. Now, the guys at SwiftDex take security very, very seriously. Now, they implement two-factor authentication, they have biometric login and penetration testing. Their assets are also stored in both hot and cold wallet. Now, as I mentioned before, they have an excellent customer service team, again, via live chat and also email. And if you have to, you can also pick up the phone and speak to someone there based up in Brisbane. So guys, there you go. Hope you've enjoyed that episode as I've laid out a lot of the major crypto exchanges in Australia and also around the world. Of course, depending on where you are based will depend on which exchange you kind of steer towards. But again, guys, do your own research, find out which platform is right for you. Although I've spoken about the ones that I've used in the past, like CoinSpot and the one I use now, which is SwiftDex with the bonus that you can tap into right now. Do your own research, find out which one is best for you. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. Look forward to seeing you next time. Take care. Thanks for tuning in to Crypto Collective. If you've enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more of me at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms.